This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number three of a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and of course, SiriusXM channel 189. It is Gil Alexander. Kelly is behind the glass because, ladies and gentlemen, this time, each and every Friday, 12 noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, it's time for Fezzik Fridays. Let's go.
Whether it's at the sportsbook or anywhere else in the casino, he's always helping us find an edge. It's time for Fezzik Fridays.
Starring the only back-to-back winner of the Hilton Super Contest back in the day, Steve Fezzik. He's won multiple contests since. Steve Fezzik joins us now in studio. Follow him on Twitter at your own peril. At Fezzik Sports. What's happening, man?
So a tumultuous 72 hours with Mr. Ed Golden over at Razz. I think we're good now. So Ed Golden, he'd be like my number two guy to put into the Sports Betting Hall of Fame. But I'd put in Dr. Bob first. And then Ed Golden, you know, and I know this is a recurring theme, so I won't spend a lot of time on it. I was thinking about this. If Dr. Bob or Ed Golden had been on one of these sports books and was running it with their expertise, the other odds makers would just be like ridiculed. Like, why weren't we doing this before? Because, like, can you imagine MGM's dealing 13 on this game and everybody else is dealing 15? You know, they're dealing like a total at 54. Everyone else is at 56 and a half. Like, no other sports book does this. You know why, Gil? Because they tried. And when they put their opinions on games, they got their butts kicked because they were wrong so often.
What happened there with the butts kicked?
They got
visual?
Their butts kicked. Okay. Like, there's a reason, like, foot soldiers, they all line up and they copy everyone else's numbers. It's not because they don't want to be different, but they've learned the hot stove. They've learned, oh, if I make the total 55 whenever, because I like the over and everyone else is 54, it's raining and I just get smashed by the sharper bettors versus the bookmakers. So it's just ludicrous. I mean, Dr. Bob and Ed Golden are five times better than the best bookmaker in Vegas the past 5 years. And everyone knows this. Everyone knows this, except for the people that put people in the Sports Betting Hall of Fame.
I love your passion for this subject. I do. And I agree with you about Bob and Ed should both
everyone
be in there.
Agrees. Yeah. There's no one super ultra sharp that disagrees with me. Now, tons of people disagree with me, but they're just mainstream people.
Let's get to last night's game because I put out on their group text exchange. I was like, anybody think it was weird how the Rams ended that game? They had the ball with the short field. I know they weren't going to win the game, but they put in Stetson Bennett. They had all three timeouts. They got within inside the 20-yard line, for God's sakes, and they just sort of just like piddled the game away and just like, oh, whatever, we're done.
Eddie Pinheiro misses a field goal down 20. That's three scores. You've got the greatest show on turf.
You never know, right? And your response was pretty interesting, which was you just came back with maybe the Rams just didn't care about this game from the beginning.
I actually think it was a great strategy for the Rams. When you think about it, especially with the way the game played out, everyone's like, oh, the Rams really dropped the ball. You know what? The Rams likely would have lost the game anyways. The Niners were all in. They did their kumbaya. They spent the week with the Wallabies, you know, getting acclimated and everything else. All in for this game. And the Rams are like, it's a 17-game season. Let's not mess up our season by going to Australia and spending a week and messing everything up. We'll just wing it. We'll come in, hope for the best. And I heard a lot of people, it's funny, I heard a lot of people say, well, clearly they did the wrong thing. But it was only 10% of the results. The Rams had problems. Now, wait, which is it? Is it that they did the wrong thing? I think they may well have done the right thing long term.
Yeah.
And they just wrote off the game. It's fine. You know, it's one game. I know it's a division game and that's a problem. But I tell you this, going forward, the Rams, I know it was 72 hours of, you know what, you know, but it's only 72 hours lost from their lives. And now they can get back to winning football.
I mean, I've said all along, I believe the way back is going to be a problem for the Niners. They do get the good fortune of playing the Dolphins. Interestingly, by the way, the Niners asked to get the Monday night game after this one. They were denied, and the Rams ended up with it.
Mm.
But I'm with you on everything. We will never know the answer to how much the travel affected the outcome. We just won't. The sample size is not big enough.
Yeah, it's really hard with the sample size. You know, the one thing, and I'm not past posting, I did say this. I said, you know, I wonder, I'm kind of kicking myself for not giving it out, that it sure seems like the second half, major advantage to the Niners, and that's how the game wound up playing out. So I'm like, why didn't I give that up? Because, you know, adrenaline, you show up, boom, you know, you haven't had enough sleep. You're like a zombie, and you gut it out to start the game. But then at some point, especially if the game's not going so well, it's like the effects of it, you know, probably really compromised the Rams' second half.
Can I have a point of contention with you and Crack? Because both you and Crack said the same thing after the Seahawks game, which is no one should have lost on this number that fell three, da-da-da-da-da-da. You guys are big on saying that. Okay, it ignores, right, that the Seahawks starting quarterback got knocked out. Their Super Bowl-winning quarterback got knocked out after five plays. And Crack's response was, well, the result is the result, which I'm sure is what your response is, too. That's fine that you guys get to say that, you know, apart from actual details of the game and the fact that the Seahawks should have covered it 50 times with all the different things that happened. Mm-hmm. My problem with guys like you guys, who, when you say that kind of thing, is I never hear from you when it doesn't work out that way. So the you guys have this free roll on that kind of thing, and I just find it, like, intellectually not dishonest, but almost like this brash arrogance that really isn't rooted in any fact.
Oh, slow down, cowboy.
No,
brash.
It's true.
No, you're wrong.
Brash.
It's your brash arrogance.
Have you heard yourself on Twitter? You're brash.
No, on Twitter, yes. But it's your brash arrogance. I'm going to throw you under the bus here, where I'm Gil Alexander, and I'm a big handicapper, and Seattle's the right side, and they were the right side.
Of course they were.
I 100% agree.
Of course they were.
But you completely neglected the fact that the marketplace was hitting New England hard for whatever reason. You should not have lost. You should not have given out minus three.
Did you listen to the last part of what I said, brash man, pounding your chest? The fact is, you only talk about it when it works out in your favor. If you can come in here and talk about all the times that you were smarty pants with this and it didn't work out for you, then you're okay. But guess what? We never hear from you.
Yeah, but you're missing the.
No, I'm not.
I'm not debating whether Seattle was right or not. I'm just saying it was obvious. And we talked about this on the Megapod when you laid minus 3.5 with Will, and I'm like, guys, this thing is this number's dropping. It's 3.25. We're not going to win laying 3.5. And you're right. It's one instance. It's one specific instance. But I would like, it's just my style. I would say, you know what? We'll be cool. Wait. We won't play it in contests, and we'll just lay three on game day. Minus three, Seattle was clearly the right side. Accolades. And minus 3.5, Seattle was the right side. After we watched the game, I agree with you. Your handicap was very good.
Okay. You'd like to talk about the clear right side. You have one in the NFL this Sunday. You say Houston is the clear right side against Buffalo.
Well, and I might look stupid here because the market is not embracing Houston. What's this? I saw I could bet Houston plus 1.5 at reduced vig today at one of the betting exchanges. I'm like, what is going on? Josh Allen always plays terrible against Houston. We want to play dogs week one. Houston should be a slight favorite. I know the good doctor thinks Houston should be a slight favorite. I think Houston should be a slight favorite. So Houston plus 1.5 is widely available. Put me down for the Houston Texans.
Put him down. Does that mean you bet it?
I bet plus 1.5 this morning. Yeah.
All right.
It's widely available. You're able to get it without even laying minus 110. Yeah.
Let's talk about the marquee matchup of college football, Ohio State and Texas. Ohio State and Texas, you have a play on this.
Yeah. So I'm opposite Raz here. And this will be controversy. Shocker. Controversy. So Raz likes Texas, Ohio State over. And I'm sure all the analytics say over. But early in the season, when a game's line pick 'em and it's a critically important game, I've seen this movie so many times where both teams are just too conservative. It's 4th-and-1 from midfield. They punt instead of going for it. The highly leveraged plays, they tend to just not be as aggressive as they should be. So I think Raz is totally correct, you know, in the analytics that the number should be in the low 50s. I just think that the play calling is going to be too conservative by both coaches. So I'm looking at under the 49.
All right. What did you end up doing with contests?
All right. Well, I got my 15,000 of hats.
How do we feel about the color on the Circa Millions hat this year?
So I think in pre-production, was it Kelly that said, boy, Circa's finally ran out of good colors.
We've played enough years where they finally ran into a bad color.
Yeah, we're going to have magenta. Yeah. You know, we're going to be like, what's the tennis player's name that's in the semifinals? Taflio? What's his name?
Tiafo?
Tiafo was wearing Taflio. He looked like a big peach pumpkin the other night.
He could wear it. I couldn't wear it. He looks great in it.
Great, he does. But I'm like, I guess all the other, he ran out of all his blue and white outfits, and he's going to wear that. But they had to get in on Circa. And so I want to ask you, what percentage? I don't know what the answer is. I would say 1.8% of the people lost last night playing on the Rams.
We're guessing.
I'm just guessing. It could, yeah. You know what? And here's the key. Before Mike Palm jumps all over me, I could be completely wrong. It could be 4%, as high as 4%. It could be as low as 1%. Okay? It could be as low as 0.8%.
We won't know till the deadline.
We won't know. Now, why would people play the Rams? Just because they knew they could re-up. I don't care if they re-up. I actually am happy they re-up, because anyone who played the Rams in their first go-round probably isn't a good contestant anyways, so I'd like them to re-up a million times. But the point is, let's be conservative and say it's 1.5%. Seems that, something like that. That's the same as Derek coming on, add 1.5% to the Circus Survivor, you know, pool.
But you make a good point about that, because if it's stated that way, people get it for some reason.
And it's the same exact thing. Right. And it'd be like Derek said, we're going to roll one die, and whatever number it comes up, we're going to divide by two. If we roll a four, we're going to put 2% extra into the pool. If we roll a six, 3%. If we roll a one, only 0.5%. But just that alone, the idea of, we talk about some people forget to put their picks, and that certainly will happen, and that's an overlay. Well, this is obviously someone took the Rams.
Okay.
You know, heck, probably someone took the Niners.
So how many millions and how many Survivor?
I did 5 Survivor, 10 millions. I'm way better at millions. So that's the problem with Survivor, is I'm just not nearly as good at it as the best people in the world who, like, you know, live and breathe and map everything. But I love the Gil Alexander North Star. You know, hey, I'll play the Steelers, I'll play the Chargers, I'll play the Jaguars, I'll play one of the obvious, close to optimal, you know, picks.
Yeah. You're another contest. We'll find out the breadth of that. Stevie's got a bunch to say also beyond that, including a little 9/11 note as well, and a whole bunch of unders, season win totals already added from Steve, next on A Numbers Game.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
The wait is finally over. College football and the NFL are officially underway. Now's the time to get your edge with VSiN Pro. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Get instant access to our updated NFL betting guide with post-preseason updates, week one betting systems, contest strategies, and fresh best bets from VSiN's experts. You also receive our college football betting guide with previews of all 138 FBS teams. Sign up now. You also get daily best bets, real-time betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, AI-powered prop tools, 24/7 video on the VSiN Watch app. Get started for just $9.99 or save 50% with a VSiN Pro annual subscription. Head to VSiN.com/subscribe now. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. We get tweets, speed of the book. Torch D, the one who put the satin in your panties. Here's my Survivor strategy this year. I bought a complete set of mini NFL helmets. I put them onto a tray and present it to my 2-year-old daughter. Whatever she picks, I pick. Rolling with the Bengals week one. I suppose they do have the coolest looking helmet. Well done by the daughter. Steve Cohen, not the Steve Cohen who owns the Mets, or our Steve Cohen here, who says, Gil, hoping not to hear you say the C word, a.k.a. carnage, on Monday. Yeah. Yeah. We gotta stop with that word. I'm totally responsible as well for it. Dub Sports, by far one of my favorite segments of the week. Hey, ask Steve for me how he feels about betting alt numbers by a point max. I'm aware even moving it just a click can be costly, but just wondering what he thinks.
Hate the 1 point alt numbers. The reason being is, like, hey, I woke up, it's 2026. There's all these prediction markets, betting exchanges. You can play minus 101 in each direction, all right? Literally minus 101. We can't do that on the alt markets. Those options aren't available. So now you're laying straddles of oftentimes minus 115 in each direction. So you're basically playing into a so much more difficult to beat marketplace. You'd almost always be better off just playing the primary market.
Johnny Ringo, best segment ever. Accountability is what is missing in this world.
You know what? Accountability is what's missing. I'll go back to, I'm going to die on this
hill.
He's
talking about you, Steve. He's talking about you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Still a great point.
Yeah.
I mean, the point, so how many people like what you ask me, what's your record? And they're like, oh, well, I was 22-9 on totals when I gave out unders in the ACC. It's just a bunch of gobbledygook nonsense. No, what, like, all your plays that you gave out 1 year, 3 year, 5 year, widely available numbers, what's your record? I can't even get people to answer this question.
Why are you just coming to Jesus on this now? Why? Because you've been in that world for years and years and years. Why are you just figuring this out now?
Hashtag ostrich, hashtag head in the sand, hashtag stupid Fezzik.
That's your defense? Ostrich, head in the sand, stupid Fezzik?
It is.
Bullet Godfrey. I don't know how this one got in here. He says, this current Fez dye job has him looking like William Macy. Well, that doesn't seem nice.
My goodness. You know, this hateful stuff on like physical appearance.
They really,
you know what?
Like
for all those like who have sons and daughters and they're like in junior high school, talk to your kids and don't make fun of how anybody looks. That's not right. That's hateful.
Dr. Van Nostrad, did I just hear Fez say he's not being brash? I love him, but Twitter Fez is like General Patton brash. Here's one for you. Deepak48's on your side. He says, I can't believe I'm defending Steve on this one, but how many times has he come in and gave a game and the number has moved against him and he's admitted he's gotten the worst of it? He could have easily gave another play and never even mentioned he was. Oh, that's a different subject. I agree with you on that, Deepak, because you and I both share this. We are highly annoyed at the people who never get the worst of the number.
Yeah, and
never.
And I love people that come out and say, oh, by the way, I took the Commanders to have a good year, and now I'm like not looking so good. And they're honest and open about it.
It happens the same thing.
It happens to all of us where we get the worst of the number. And like, and like this has happened to me before. Like literally, I'm working with my friend Dan in Huntington Beach, all right? And he's a college football specialist, and a total comes up. And he's ready to pounce on it. He's like, we're going to play the South Florida under 51.5. But whatever they open, if it's north of 50, this happened this week, we're going under, right? So they open 51. Bang, we play under 51, okay? Circuit goes to 49. Foot soldiers fall in line. Everybody comes 49, goes down to 48. And then what's this? Like, someone's doing a show. Like, oh, I got South Florida under 51. It's like, no, you didn't. Because we were there, and it was our primary game, and we smacked it within 8 seconds. We got the 51, and it was the only one in the world. So how the heck did you get 51? It just, and they saw, because they saw the opener, right? And like, they just want to, like, sound smart. And people do this all the time, and I'm like, I literally want to say, show me the tickets. I'm so frustrated.
It's, and I famously said, both of these first two games, I got the worst of both numbers. Welcome back, NFL. I got the worst on the Seahawks. I got the worst on the Niners.
You should be given an immediate, enormous promotion. You should be running the place, because like, and so I have this whole, and let me caveat. If Gil Alexander gives out Emma -120, to the subscribers, and then the next morning it's -140, and you say, I have Emma in my back pocket, -120, I am so cool and happy with that. That's spot on. But you can't just go to your Carbone, go to your 2,000 calorie dinner with Wishnev, you know, sleep. Well, you don't get any sleep. And then come in and say, oh, by the way, on pocket, I got -120. Like, but where was the disclosure? Anyone can look and say, I got the Steelers -2.5. Yeah, I got the good number against Atlanta.
On this subject, you and I are completely aligned. By the way, last one here, Pittsburgh Billy, who says, can I go under 1.5% on contestants that took the Rams? I think there will be more no entries than Rams picks.
Oh, I'll take Rams against no entries I'll lay 1,000 on that. Let me know.
Brian's breaking news and intel, calling out Fezzik's BS. Music to my ears. Thank you, Gil.
Wow.
That doesn't seem nice. Okay.
You might disagree with me, but it's not BS.
Wait a minute.
I mean, we can have a discussion. I'm wrong all the time, but it's rarely BS.
No, you're not. BS is not what you do. Okay, so beyond... Okay, so 5 survivors, 10 millions. You're in other stuff, too, right? You're in the Friday Circa Invitational?
Yeah, so I'm in the Friday Circa Invitational. I'm in the College Football Westgate. I'll be in the Super Contest Westgate. I'll probably enter it 3 times. That's fine. I'm Splash Sports. What's this? They've got these guarantees. We got an even money contest at Splash Sports. They got a 21 million guaranteed survivor. So like Circa's going to get 28 million in survivor. I don't know if Splash is going to meet that guarantee at 21 million. So I think it's at 12 million. You know, I don't know if you noticed, but the NFL week one's about to start. You can't enter it once Sunday morning hits. So that is looking very attractive.
Let's go back to the handicapping contest versus Survivor. Why more realistic ROI, but Survivor in the handicapping one, much more difficult in Survivor?
It's much more difficult to win in Survivor because the logger from Eastern Maryland, Darvin Moon, has to have like a miracle to get to the main event final table in the World Series of Poker. But if he plays Survivor and he just follows the Gil Alexander North Star of, I'm going to take me one of these top 5 favorites every week, it's a pretty good strategy. It yeah. might even be a plus EV strategy because there's all these Yahoos out there that are like going to be releasing on, you know, the Jets Titans game. You know, the people love to play contrarian to, you know, just to put things in perspective on, and I know this is extreme. If you took like a 6.5-7 point favorite on average every week, you got like a 1 in 1,000 chance of navigating around the world and getting to the finish line. If you took Pick'em on every single play, you have a 1 in 1 million chance. So it just shows how much harder it is when, as soon as you start stacking even 1 or 2 Pick'em type of lines, my goodness, you're never going to make that back on the other end. Now, the one exception is the pig and the python funneling on a Thanksgiving week where like you're trying to swallow the 8 point favorite and 60% of the people are taking that, you know, trying to swallow that pig. Yes, you can go contrarian then.
Okay. I mentioned you have more new NFL adjusted season win totals that you've played. Please. Yeah. What
so
do you got?
Let's keep it really simple. Okay. What we're going to do is we're going to take a really lousy organization, a team that has had bad news during the summer, a team that they're cutting in line to bet against in week 1. So, you know, everyone, all the sharps are very much down on these teams, and we're just going to fade them all for their season wins, assuming that the bad week 1 line move against them is a proxy for future failure as the year goes on. I did play the Raiders under 6.5, Brock Bowers news, the Genty, you know, injury. I'm also adding Atlanta Falcons under 7.5, -140. I know there's extra vig here. It just turns out you're better off playing the higher number because you don't get taxed nearly as much as what you should. I played the Browns under 6.5, -190. How are the Browns going to win 7 games? I mean, yeah. Watson couldn't play quarterback for Florida A&M based upon what I see. Wow. The Commanders, your Commanders, who I was high on back in May.
So was I.
No longer. Commanders under 7.5, -140. Money pouring in on Philadelphia. Remember, divisional dogs are great week 1. No one wants the Commanders for good reason. And the Carolina Panthers, this is a little controversial. There is some guys I know that like Panthers over, but they've got injuries at running back. They've got injuries on O-line. I'm going Panthers under the 7.5, -160.
I talked about this with Felica real briefly. The overreaction to the Miami game. Who what do you believe about that?
Well, to the blowing.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that you just run the ball up the middle once you're up 49-0, and like you can give your backups reps and they just play smash mouth football, run the ball right up the middle, and you know, and don't throw the ball when you get in the red zone. Also, move the ball between the 20s, get the reps in, and then 3 straight line plunges. You run and kick a field goal.
That's what we'd like to see happen. But is there a betting lesson though that this is just the new way that games are played?
All teams are different. Georgia's going to keep being conservative, and Lane Kiffin's going to pound you. You know, there's certain coaches to follow. Hey, Miami's going to win the national championship based upon that game. You know why? Because I watched the game. I know Florida A&M can't play a lick. Beyond impressive, the quarterback and the receptions that the receivers were making. That team is chock full of athleticism.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Back on a numbers game live from Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas. Gil Alexander, Steve Fezzik in studio, as he always is, part of Fezzik Fridays, every Friday here on a numbers game. At Fezzik Sports, by the way, on Twitter. God help you if you follow this man. DMill3219. Oh my God, can you get your boy Todd some decent apparel to wear? Did you see Todd out in the sports book? Ryan Thompson, FYI, two of the listeners / tweeters referenced Dr. Van Nostrand and Bob Sacamano. Seinfeld characters pronounced Van Nostrand and Sacamano. I'll show myself out. Thank you, Ryan, for the Seinfeld pronunciation guide. I appreciate that. All right, Stevie, couple things.
One housekeeping item.
Oh, please. Yeah.
So Wishnev, like we go into like these ritzy high-end tennis clubs, right? And they'd be mean to Todd, all right? And Todd was unhappy about it. And he was like, they're being mean to me because... And he would postulate a theory. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, Todd, they're not being mean to you because of that. They're being mean because you look like you're dressed as a homeless person, you know, in the bad area of San Diego or Vancouver. And it has nothing to do with you or your background or anything like that, in my opinion.
You know what's beautiful about this? He can't defend himself because he's not on the show right now.
He just did. He's yelling.
No, he's not on the show. He's not talking. Okay. Couple things. One, you're here, by the way, you're here to sign up for contests. you have like, you know, five figures worth of money on you, and yet you're grinding out a $30 advantage slot win over here.
This is Anthony Curtis 101. Anthony's like, if you see $5 lying in the ground, you pick it up and it will pay off. So I walk by a video poker machine. What's this? That's an advantage play. So I pop in my $20 and I run my money through. So it's just the way that and people are like, that's the thing. How ludicrous this is. Fez, you're putting $15K into these contests, and you're basically reaching down to pick up $5 in expected value. But that's you know what? It all accumulates toward DNA. The goal line.
Also in your DNA, you drove to the Nevada-California border last night. Why?
Oh, this is unbelievable. So Splash Sports has these great overlays right now. So I'm in on them. And specifically, I love the even money pick five contest. But I cannot enter in Nevada, but I can submit in Nevada. Don't ask me why. I'm not a lawyer. All right. So I drive to Prim, Nevada, and I'm worried. I'm right on the border. They're going to geolocate me in the wrong spot, right? So I go a good quarter mile into California. And what's there? It's the California Lottery store. And so it's the one where whenever the California Lottery goes high, literally these dumbos will drive out and they'll wait 2 hours in line for a lottery that they have a one in a zillion chance to win that has a plus EV, but not after you take out all the taxes and the amortization and everything else. However, now you actually have a huge plus EV. That's the optimal place to enter at Splash Sports if you're in Nevada. Where are all these tens of thousands of people that are wasting an entire afternoon to buy lottery tickets? Why aren't they all driving on I-15 to go to that lottery store to enter this Splash? I can't explain it.
Hey, could you promote the other VSiN shows you're going to be on this football season where you don't call other people Dumbos?
Dumbos, one of my copyright things. Copyright Dumbo.
You're going to be more in the weeds on the games themselves, right? You're going to focus. What shows are you going to be on besides this one?
So
do you even know?
I'm going to be with Scott Seidenberg.
Okay.
Every Saturday night, we're still hammering out the time. I believe we're going to be at 9:45, and I'm really excited. Dr. Chow and I, we're going to be on Sunday doing the halftime report. That's going to be this Sunday. I believe we're going to do it this Sunday with Stormy and JVT.
Early games with Stormy and JVT, late games with Matt Brown.
Exactly. And I believe that Stormy with her schedule is going to be getting the pulse from the book at that time. So I think it's going to be with JVT. We're still working out the details. Okay. I'm super excited, you know, about working with JVT and with Stormy and with Matt on the afternoon.
Bet you won't call Stormy brash. Bet you won't do that on that show.
You know what? I'm not going to mention any names, okay, right? Because Todd is in studio. But there's some people who like, can be critical of others, and I am just like so positive about Stormy and her work. It's just fantastic.
She's fantastic. She absolutely is. Okay, regarding contests, there's someone you wanted to promote that you think is really good at what he does other than Dr. Bob?
Yeah, so I don't know him very well. Jason Jarvis has just crushed it, and he's in the VSiN Invitational contest here. And when I say he's crushed it, he's in Circa Millions, and he doesn't have one. He has, you'll love this, he has two top 10 finishes in Circa Millions.
Oh, wow.
That's like the World Series of Poker main event for poker.
That's awesome.
Making the final table. I don't know if he did it back-to-back years. I think he did, but at least two out of the last 3 years.
That's Las Vegas Chris-esque.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Very much a run like Las Vegas Chris. And here's what you're going to love about Jason. Jason doesn't even care about rogue numbers. All right. He plays the teams that he likes. So yep, had the Niners last night plus 3.5. He doesn't care that the market line was 3.7. So it is beyond impressive. He's not just doing it with skullduggery and good contest strategy. He's just picking the right winners. So now past performance is no guarantee of future results. But, you know, hats off to Jason Jarvis. And if you bought somebody else's NFL package and you don't even know who Jason Jarvis is, I would argue you're probably not looking close enough at who has done the best the last 5 years.
All right. Optimal survivor play. Let's cut it to brass tacks here, whatever that expression is. Get to brass tacks. Who is the optimal survivor play, ultimately week one for you?
I don't know, because I don't know what the splits are going to be. I suspect it's going to be the Chargers. Because I think that...
Well, you never know what the splits are going to be. That's the whole game.
Well, there's other survivors where you can peek in and see what people have been taking.
You can go to an ESPN or those kinds of
things. So it's like, if the Chargers, if more than 40% of the people took the Chargers, I think they become suboptimal. if it's below 40%, I'm pretty sure, you know, just taking the 8.5-point favorite is the safest way to go. Certainly Jacksonville's
consensus is 30%, 35%, somewhere in that range.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
But I do think, like, these Steelers, these sneaky Steelers, I mean, they may charge you $100 for parking.
Yeah.
But they're going to get the job done. And they're up to -5. And the key is they were -3 all week. By the way, no one would lay -5 on the Steelers unless they're a total dumbo when they could have had -3 all summer. But the key is the Raiders were like a good pick like a month ago when the Raiders were -3.5 and trending upwards. No Brock Bowers, Genty banged up. Do we really want to invest in a Raiders team that's only going to win that game 60% of the time? You're like, well, this is my only chance to use the Raiders. Good. Don't use them at all. There's 20 other perfectly capable teams we can use.
So Steelers, most optimal-ish?
I'm feeling Steelers. Yeah. But Steelers, I would go Chargers still 1, Steelers 2, yeah. Jacksonville 3, and I think Detroit would be the one I'd worry about. I wouldn't use Detroit.
I have 6 entries. I will use some combination of Chargers, Steelers, and Lions. Actually, not Lions, because there's a consideration later in the week, later in the year. Chargers, Steelers, and I don't know what.
Now, as far as your value, like right now, there'll be some people that lost on the Rams. Some people won't submit. Your ticket's worth $1,025, okay? It really doesn't matter. As long as you take one of these teams, it might be worth $1,040. If you take the very optimal one, it might only be worth $1,030 or $1,020. It's all good, unless you do something crazy like you're going to play the Tennessee Titans or the Jets. Then your ticket's probably only worth $800, and that's the dead money in the contest. And everyone who wins with the Jets will come back and say, Fez, you're an idiot, I'm in first place. But no one who had the Titans, after the Titans lose, will be heard from.
I know it's, you're not often known for, you know, solemnity here on the show, but if you could, if we have a solemn subject here with 9/11, you wanted to make a point about it before
yes.
you left.
So I hadn't been in New York. I'm from New York when I was a young boy, but I went back with my son and my wife last summer. And the one thing that I was totally unaware was not just the horrible tragedy 25 years ago, but that it has just continued year after year, the toxicity that was released within the city, people getting sick, staying sick, you know, their entire lives, and people are still dying each and every month from this terrible day. And what a terrible thing. And I was just, somehow that had just escaped me. And that's why when you get out, and I don't do enough of this, like when you actually go to a city, you can learn so much more than just reading on the internet or AI and the like, and it really hit home how this tragedy has just, not just the grief, but just the deaths from it have just continued for generations. You know.
Were you here in Vegas at the time?
I was in Los Angeles. My wife called me. She said, there's been a terrible accident in Washington. I remember the first message. And then she called me again. Then I woke up and saw what was going on.
Yeah. Obviously, Pentagon got hit as well. I couldn't reach my mom for a while, but because all the phones were jammed. Like, I mean, it was just amazing. About 25 years ago, phones were jammed. Like, you couldn't get through to folks. You know, you're getting pretty emotional here, Steve.
Well,
you
know. I moved to Vegas 2 months later.
Yeah.
I was just wrapping up my career, and I'm thinking to myself, like, I worked, you know, in downtown L.A. in a fairly, you know, not a tall building, but a building, you know, and so I'm thinking, my God, imagine someone who worked their whole life, you know, they're about to retire,
yeah,
and they'd be in the 90th floor of one of those towers.
Oh, it's unspeakable.
Or someone who's just starting their career.
Unspeakable.
You know?
Yeah, it's awful. Stevie, appreciate it. We ran the gamut today. We laughed, we cried, we did it all.
Put Dr. Bob in the Hall of Fame. 2 years later, put Ed in, and stop putting bookmakers in. Come on. Can you imagine a poker Hall of Fame? Let's put in the poker room managers. Hey, this guy invented a poker game. Let's put him into the Hall of Fame.
By the way, when we go to commercial, it's still gonna happen.
Maybe get Mike Mattisow in there.
Elo Foist, let's go. Steve Fezzik, everybody. Coming back, we'll recap the bets next on A Numbers Game right here at Feast.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Think you're better than the experts? Now's your chance to prove it. The Edge Boost Average Joe contest puts you in the same pick'em format as the Circa Friday Football Invitational, the one the pros play. Top average Joe earns a sport up spot, rather. Not a sport. They earn a spot in next year's Circa Invitational Field. It's free to play. You can register anytime during the season. Edge Boost is offering the customers a $1,000 deposit if you finish first for the week. And if you don't have an Edge Boost account yet, sign up at edgeboost.io with promo code VSIN and make sure your account is funded with at least $100. Enter the contest today at vsin.com/Joe. That's vsin.com/Joe. Gil Alexander and Kelly Bidlin, everybody, back in his rightful position. Now that we've...
I've never fully understood the expression herding cats. Maybe during that commercial break I do.
Yeah. We had to get them both out of the studio. Todd being the other guy.
I thought I was joking with the guys in the back. I'm like, do we have a spray bottle of any kind? Like, can I just go out there? get out of here!
Shoot. Get out of here. By the way, let me just say this too, because I'm always wondering. People just tune in for the first time, like, boy, he's pretty mean to that Fezzik guy. Stevie, by the way, is very honest on, like, when he was getting crushed. Remember, he was like down 100 units in baseball last year. He came on here. He talked about it all the time. He talks about when he has like the worst of stuff. I was just specifically talking about this and this after the fact thing that some of the very close to the sun sports bettors do here in Vegas of. No one should have lost. And it just, first of all, not only does it not account for game details, right? Because their response is going to be like, oh, the result's the result, right? Okay. Super Bowl winning quarterback goes out, all the things that Seattle is.
Yeah.
Not only is that required for that, what I'm really talking about is the guy who's betting casually from wherever, who bet the Seahawks -3.5, who is not in sports books or on his app all day long, right? Following line moves.
Yeah.
Most people aren't like that, right? And so that person is going to think, well, I probably made a good bet, but no one should have lost. That person doesn't need to hear that because it's sort of, it's not intellectually dishonest. It's just conveniently leaving out reality.
Yeah, I think, look, I was sitting back there. I think it was a little bit of a, to me, I was listening to slightly two different arguments.
Todd completely agrees with me.
It was you know, the game case. Steve's just talking about CLV. I get that. I get that. Completely understand. But, yeah, you guys are having two different arguments, in my opinion.
Okay, that's fair. that's fair.
I was kind of waiting for Steve to just say those words. Like, he's talking about CLV. You're talking about the whole right side, wrong side thing and what should have played out.
No, that's one of the parts of what I'm talking about. But it's also just like, it's just not reality for most people.
Yeah.
Most people have jobs. Most people have other things that they're paying attention to.
No, I agree. And I think the one thing that you said about this game specifically, this is a tough one because, like, look, I'm a worshiper at the CLV church, right? I totally am. Believe in that totally. Well, how many times did you and I say heading up to that game when it moved to 3? I'm like, I'm shocked this moved to 3. Like, even someone who watches these markets all day long, like we do, I do, got odd screen up all the time. I was floored that hit 3. That was shocking.
Absolutely. Looking at these tweets. First of all, my guy's in the desert. 9:45 PS, Pacific time for Fez and Scott Seidenberg. We're not sure if 9:30 or 9:45. We're not sure on that, but it's going to be right around there. Dr. Van Nostrad adds, he goes, as someone that has lived in New York my whole life, today sucks. But that last 45 seconds with you and Fez was really my favorite moment on he called it beating the book to date. He means a numbers game. And, you know, it's all over the place. K-Flow, to second Fezzik's points, one of my lifelong friends from elementary school's father, who was a fire department, New York Fire Department fire marshal, passed away several months ago from the effects of working at the World Trade Center post 9/11. The tragedy that fateful day continues to go on. Never forget.
Man.
Never forget indeed. Yeah, you don't want to bring it down a whole show, you know. But
it's a significant day.
It's a significant day. By the way, I want to wish everybody who is celebrating a happy New Year, Happy New Year tonight as well. I know that's on the calendar as well for some. So yeah, it's a pretty heavy day, for sure. Thankfully, we live in this great country. We have sports to distract us. We have sports betting. That's what we're all about. We are absolutely grateful for the lot in life that we all have. Here are my NFL futures once again. 49ers over 9.5 wins, which I loved as my favorite future of the offseason. That's off to a flying start. Nick Benito, Defense Player of the Year, 14-1. Caleb Williams, passing yards leader, 20-1. My millions plays, once again, I had the Seahawks. That's a push in millions. I had the Niners. That's a win. I am on the Browns. plus 8.5. I am on the Lions minus 7. I am on the Steelers minus 3.5 in millions. Got all those. But as far as like the game plays, those are the two. Thursday, Friday night are the ones I like the most. Seattle yeah. and San Francisco.
Ooh, so I wonder, what do you think about million strategy now on the Steelers?
I think I got fortunate putting them in when I put in my plays, and I think now everybody will, not everybody, but a lot of people will have them.
I know, and that's where I'm wondering. I'm like, it's week one. Probably shouldn't overthink it. But there's going to be a lot of people on that side.
Yeah.
Tua, by the way, I texted Tua, not seen it practice here to begin practice. Today.
And then there's the Steelers defeatist, people like Todd, who was just in here, who's like, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't play the Steelers. There's that crowd, too.
You know me. I keep going back and forth on it all week.
As Aaron Rodgers gives his opinion on everything outside of football.
Sorry, I'm still not high on this team, but I do think there are some everybody just, I mean, it's like the Falcons can't play football. We haven't even played a week yet. But I get it. Like, if Tua's actually hurt, it's a nightmare situation for them. I get that.
Red Sox and Blue Jays for September. Two wins behind the Dodgers and Pirates. Yes, Pirates. Step it up, Red Sox and Blue Jays. Red Sox 28-1 over William Hill Caesars. Blue Jays plus 23-25 over here at Circa for most wins this September. Again, two wins behind the leaders. Kelly's all over the place, though. What you got?
NFL Week 1, Bucks Bengals under 51.5, minus 114. Jags Jets, 6-point teaser. Jags Texans, 6-point teaser. Kyler Murray, 25-plus rushing yards, plus 104. Cowboys laying 2.5, minus 115, and the Broncos plus 3, minus 120 for Monday Night Football.
And don't forget Dr. Bob on Monday to break it down. Break it down.
Noon Eastern, 9 Pacific.
That's right, on Monday, after we do guessing lines week 2. There you go, our first guessing lines of the year.
Or it might be a bit of a break from guessing lines. We don't know. We haven't done this in a year. We'll see.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we'll see.
It's free-flowing. We could go on forever because we recap all the games.
Gil and I figured out it's sometimes great, sometimes terrible when we have 3 hours for guessing lines, but what it does offer us early in the season is plenty of time if there's games we want to spend more time on.
Guessing lines, for those who don't know, again, a tradition unlike any other. Me and my mishpucha, Chrissy Andrews, did it for years. Kelly and I have done it now for a couple years at least, I think.
Jeez, two, three years. Yeah.
Where essentially we recap the Sunday games, because obviously we've already done the Thursday, and in this case, Wednesday and Thursday games. But we go over all the Sunday games while we then look forward to the matchups for the coming week. Kelly will give me the matchup. I will not know the spreads. I know people think that's ridiculous. I seriously don't. I'm so in my little tunnel vision of taking notes on these games all through the night, and then I just want to go to bed. So when I come in here, I don't know the numbers. Kelly will give me the matchup. I'll guess them. Kelly will tell me what the actual numbers are. And within that exercise, and oftentimes it's this first reaction that's always the best, because 5 days of the week that go on after that, or 6 days, your brain tells you other stories.
Yeah. No,
but oftentimes within that exercise, you will get the best look at what is true value on the upcoming NFL game.
I also think it's one of the greatest sacrifices you've made for your audience over years.
How about Chrissy? Chrissy would not put up the lines at the South Point till we were done.
Okay, you're right. Chris even more than you, but like there's not a Sunday that goes by during the NFL season when I'm looking at openers where I'm just not thinking about you as well.
Think about
that. I'm like, wow, Gil would love this. I hope it doesn't move for him.
I appreciate that, but think about all the collective handle Chrissy sacrificed
years
doing that. Paul Carr soccer bets, Chelsea, Hull City, both teams to score no, minus 110. And go back to those Paul Carr guys real quick, back to the other ones. He's also on Liverpool, Fulham over 3.5 goals, plus 115. Arsenal win the nil at plus 115 as well. The 3-pack, 2-1. He was 2-1 on the Champions League this week. He was 2-1 in the Prem last week as well.
You kind of said it. I hope he goes 2-1 again in the whole city. I'm secretly hoping for that.
As long as he's winning.
Yeah, right. Just keep winning.
Hoosier Bear 85 ads. And kids, not many people out of touch with reality like Fez, he says. Michael Harrison, thank you for the time stamps. This way I know where to fast forward to so I don't have to. Okay. Chris Felica, Texas over Ohio State. He's taking Texas on the money line. Mississippi State plus 1.5 against Minnesota. He's on Temple plus 24.5 versus Penn State. Buffalo FIU under 47.5, Duke Illinois under 51.5, Liverpool Fulham, both teams to score yes, minus 170. So there will not be a nil in the final score. And then finally, Dr. Bob, don't want to forget, Dr. Bob came in here. Browns Jaguars under 40.5, little sticking a jab and move from Dr. Bob on the show today. Mm-hmm. And then Steve Fezzik had a bunch at the end. Ohio State, Texas under 49.5, and he's on the Texans plus 1.5 against the Bills. Here are his adjusted season win totals as well. Falcons under 7.5. You're going to lay the extra juice on these. Browns under 6.5 because he's moving the number, minus 190. Commanders under 7.5, minus 140. Panthers under 7.5, minus 160. Raiders under 6.5, minus 175. Bang.
Football's back, baby. Enjoy.
Good luck with all your bets. Week 1 Sunday in the NFL, all your college football as well. Prop Boys is next. Enjoy from Visa, the sports betting.